she's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, I saved my
Good morning. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing, with your host, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Good morning.
Lane Lewis.
Good morning.
And me, Sybil. Hiya. How you doing? Pull up a chair. Grab some coffee. We're going to talk cars for the next hour. Phone number to the studio, 877-881-1053, or send us an Autoflex Leasing fan text at 43733. And as always, you can call Autoflex when you're in the market for your next new vehicle. What are those numbers, Dave?
At either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234 out of the area, and autoflex.com if you'd like to do the whole thing online.
Yes, indeed.
I think it's Rally Stripe Saturday, Sib.
Is that a Sooner reference?
No. It's a car reference.
Oh.
We were being passed by multiple sports cars this morning that all had rally stripes.
Ah.
It was sort of cool.
Racing somewhere.
Yeah.
A couple of them were.
One of them was going so fast we weren't quite sure. David passed it, and then all of a sudden he just went, wah, wah.
He didn't like being passed.
And there he went in a black Charger.
How'd he go?
I don't want to do it.
I was thinking it was headphone Saturday. Because I, for some reason, and it's been this whole week, I've seen somebody every single day wearing headphones while they drive. And isn't that against the law? Or am I just an old lady?
It's not.
It's,
no, a lot of people wear headphones.
It's against common sense.
If they're smart, they have the kind of headphone that just plugs into one side and they use it on their phone.
Yeah.
Because that way they can hear the approaching train.
Right.
That's about to take them out.
Or a car honking, or a big train, I mean, a big 18-wheeler coming up next to you.
Right. From time to time, my cell phone won't sync to my Ford Edge
system.
From time to time, please connect your phone. And I don't have time to fool with that, but I'll put my earbud, I'll just put in one earbud if I need to talk to anybody. So I've got one to avoid all those sirens. And you have to think about it. We're right there on 75 between Beltline and Spring Valley and Richardson. And the Richardson Fire and Police is just a few blocks away, and we're right there on the highway. So we get lots of activity, unfortunately, past our building.
You know, I don't know what it is. Right there at Mid Park and Spring Valley, people have a lot of wrecks.
That is a...
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Is there a curve in the road or something?
Oh, no, it's perfectly straight.
It's the 635 cutoff. You go this way and that way. And
you know what it is.
I've seen some people do some really amazing things.
Okay, so here's the deal. And we're gonna do a story on this about distracted driving and telephones and stuff. But it's usually during rush hour and the traffic in front has stopped. And for some unknown reason, whoever's still going 50, 55 miles an hour doesn't look up in time.
Yep.
Yeah, so they're looking at their phone.
Radio.
I wonder how many people have been killed by cigarettes in cars. Because when you drop a cigarette in your lap, there is nothing more important to you than locating that cigarette rather quickly.
Fire in your lap is important.
That's true. Okay, so let's get into our first story. We're talking about wrecks, and of course, when you get in a wreck, it's best to have an airbag, but there's been some recalls regarding airbags.
Yeah, this
to
is
airbag
the most,
or not to airbag.
Yeah.
This is one of the most serious recalls I've ever seen. It's up to 7.8 million vehicles. And let me explain to you exactly what it's about. There's a company called Takata, and they are a manufacturer of airbags, and they sell airbags, and they sold airbags to manufacturers across the whole business. And some of these airbags malfunction, and if deployed, in other words, if you have an accident, the airbag opens up, you can be hurt or killed by shrapnel from the airbag. It blows out pieces of metal, and they're not supposed to come out of the airbag. They're supposed to stay in the airbag, and it's part of the airbag deployment system that's supposed to shatter, but they're not supposed to come through the bag.
So wait, airbags are made with metal?
There's metal pieces inside.
For what?
In the hub. You have to have a something to let the air out to inflate the airbag.
Oh.
And it bursts. And when it does, everything stays in the airbag normally. Well, with some of these Takata airbags, they have found that some of them actually, some of the shrapnel comes out because the airbag bursts.
Well, let's not forget, metal, plastic, whatever it might be made of, didn't you say the force is like 200 miles an hour?
Yeah, 200 miles an hour when it's deploying. So
yeah, so that thing's shooting a balloon coming at you 200 miles an hour that had some sort of a case around it opened up. So I guess And they're talking about high humidity areas. Exactly. The south is worse.
Areas where there's high heat and high humidity, or a combination thereof, are the most likely to have problems with this. And that may have to do with the seams of the airbag. In my reading, that's what it seemed like it had to do with, was that the high heat and the high humidity affected the seams of the airbag itself so that it would split rather than stay in one piece. And then it would release the shrapnel. So it's a really, really big deal, 7.8 million vehicles. And a couple of things. The National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration has sort of blown it on this deal, because they came out with one list of cars. Then they came out the following day and they go, okay, well, we really didn't mean to put these cars on that list. These cars really aren't affected. Then they came out the following day and they said, oh, by the way, we forgot to tell you about this 2.8 million cars that are affected that we didn't tell you about.
Whoops.
Well, did they not tell us because they weren't sure yet? They didn't know. Waiting for testing? I think they were probably doing the best they could.
Well,
you know, given how many and the fact that, you know, we're trying to bring all this information based on accidents and doing the testing. It's pretty hard to make it a perfect determination, probably. I'm going to cut them a little slack.
Okay, that's fine. But here's the deal. Here's the deal. They put up a website so that anyone could go and put the VIN number from their car in the website and see if their car was one of the affected vehicles. And again, Texas is one of the states that's affected by this. Now, the closer you live to the coast or the more humid it is around your place, maybe East Texas, the effect is seems to be greater there. But Texas is one of the states that's affected by this. The NHTSA put up a website, said, put your VIN number in and we'll tell you if your car's affected. Well, guess what? The website didn't work.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So the first day it didn't work. And then the second day it sort of worked. And the third day it didn't work. And then now it's sort of back up again.
They need to fire those people. Whoever it was, the people that did healthcare.gov, it might be the same IT crew.
Okay, so in the reading I did on this, there was one guy that commented, and he was just incensed that the government could make a mistake like this. He said it's inconceivable. And that was the first thing I thought. Well, what about healthcare.gov?
Yeah, after
that
catastrophe.
I mean, how is this inconceivable?
Right.
Anyway.
Call maybe the manufacturer, to the dealership.
Yeah, and I'm going to run down a list of cars, and this is a little boring, and I'm sorry about this, but if you drive a BMW 2000, 2005 3 Series, 2000 through 2006 3 Series Coupe, 2000 through 2005 3 Series Sport Wagon, Autoflex, let's do it this way, autoflex.com/Facebook, there is a huge list of cars that are or could be affected by these Takata airbags. If you go to Autoflex and like our Facebook page, you'll find the entire story there, along with a list of all of the vehicles, along with a list, along with the information on the government site that you can go to if it's working, you can go to see if your car is involved. But you can always call, if you're a BMW, you can call a BMW dealer. If you drive a Honda, you call a Honda dealer. You can always call. And they can tell you.
But there were 7.8 million vehicles recalled for this, so it's probably good to check.
They're recommending, actually, that you don't carry a passenger in your car until you've had your airbags replaced or the recall taken care of.
I mean,
you can drive your car and inflict that wound upon yourself, but don't involve a loved one.
Or make them sit in the back. Maybe?
Hey, yeah, there's an idea.
A couple of manufacturers have put out bulletins and said, don't let anyone sit in the passenger side. And if they do not have the parts to replace it at this time, they put a sticker on your dashboard that said, don't sit in this seat. It's not safe.
Okay.
But if you're the driver, who cares about you?
Well, I think we're all in a situation where we're going to have to drive our cars to get from point A to point B. And just be careful. Pay attention. Certainly don't be distracted while driving.
Mm-hmm.
And drive very defensively.
I just can't wait for those Peter Griffin airbags.
What?
On Family Guy, he said when he dies, he wants to come back as an airbag. And then somebody got in a wreck and he popped out and he's like, it's okay. And he like gives him a big hug. And he's,
nice.
You know, 300 pounds. So they just bounced right off. Love Family Guy.
I haven't seen that.
Okay, so we're getting a lot of Autoflex Leasing fan text.
What?
Is my car involved? There's a long, long list. Again, just go to our Facebook page and look at the story on the Takata airbags, and you'll be able to tell. There's a list.
Yes, indeed. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Autoflex Leasing, oh yeah. Little is good.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. With your host, David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Lane Lewis, and me, Sybil. Phone number to the studio is 877-881-1053, or AutoFlex Leasing fan text us at 43733. And you can call AutoFlex. They're open today. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. And as always, AutoFlex.com. If you'd like to maybe see some of the great Save Money Monday cars that'll go on sale on Monday, or apply for a lease online, or get a free Black Book appraisal on your trade-in from your friends right there at AutoFlex, completely free, fill out the form, and it'll tell you about what your car's worth.
We were just talking about one of the biggest recalls, I think, in history by the NHTSA with 7.8 million vehicles that have these Takata airbags. And, of course, we can't read off all 7.8 million types of cars.
No, there's a ton. But here's the thing. If you own one of the cars that is being recalled, you should have already gotten a notice in the mail. But if you haven't, you can, in fact, call a dealer, or you can go to safercar.gov, and that's safercar.gov, and you can put your VIN number in there, and it will let you know if your car is in fact involved in the recall. Now, if your car is involved, they urge you to immediately contact a close dealer, let him know that your car is one of the cars affected, and set an appointment to have this repair done. Now, how long will it take? Who knows? Because some manufacturers have thousands and thousands of cars. Some have less cars in your area, that kind of thing. What happens in the meantime? Well, if you go to a Toyota or to a GM dealer, they're going to put a sticker on your passenger side dashboard that says, "Don't sit in this passenger seat until we've had a chance to replace this."
Sit here at your own risk. Here, sign
exactly.
This form. Press hard, 3 copies.
And, you know, it's really hard to know what the parts situation will be because they're just getting into the majority of these, but they're going to be moving parts as quickly as humanly possible. And the areas of most concern will be the ones that get the parts first. So yeah. Hawaii and Florida, really, really quickly.
Humid there, yeah.
Yeah, and warm. Texas will also be one of the first states to get those.
Because the South. Who's making the new airbags?
It may be Takata because they make airbags and they make fine airbags. These were defective. How long does it take? About 6 hours. So,
did they have to take your whole steering wheel out?
Well, it's according to what they have to do, but about 6 hours is a good round figure. And who has to pay for all this? Good news, not you. It will eventually be Takata, and they say they've reserved money against this, but in any case, as the driver of the car, it won't cost you a dime.
It'll be worth it to give up your car for the day, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, peace of mind, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Of course, I had peace of mind until this happened.
Exactly.
Now my mind is not so peaceful.
So Ford has a crash system that they're saying might spare pedestrians.
Well, and I think you have to think about all the liability lawyers out there. They can't say this will spare pedestrians, but Ford's coming out with the same kind of a program or the same kind of a system that Mercedes-Benz and Volvo have come out with, which recognizes a pedestrian in the path of the car. Even though road deaths have dropped for the last 10, 15 years, pedestrian deaths haven't dropped. In fact, in some areas, they've actually gone up. So Ford's going to be trying this out on their 2015 Mondeo, which is a European car. But the Fusion is its equivalent here in the United States, and I think that you'll probably see this on the Fusion within the next year or two. Basically, it works with a camera that's on the rearview mirror in conjunction with a radar that's already in the front of the car, and it recognizes the shape of a standing, a walking human, or a dog. Or a four-legged like a deer. And it lets the car know that it's there. It starts slowing down if you don't. It charges the brakes, actually, so that they'll work really quickly when you do touch them. And if you don't do anything, it starts stopping the car for you.
Does it beep or anything at you?
You know, Mercedes, I don't know if Ford's does. Mercedes actually has a system that shines a light at whatever the pedestrian to let them know that there's a car there.
The other manufacturers have a red light that's supposed to shine on the windshield to you to let you know that it's there. But, okay. Of course, if you don't have your eyes up ahead,
right,
you might not see that red light.
If you're looking in your lap for a burning cigarette, it's not good.
Well, right. You know, you mentioned the headphones, and I can recall a story a while back. Sorry, I'm going to divert, David, but I see a lot of people walking with the headphones on, too.
Yes.
And I mean, when I have my headphones on, I certainly like to enjoy the loudness
right.
of the music.
Turn them
I mean,
up.
I've already made myself deaf. I did that 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But so I continue to listen to the music kind of loudly. I wouldn't feel like I would hear the cars coming as I was walking, and I certainly have seen plenty of people cross a driveway, say, into a business when you're on the service road or whatever, and they're walking along, and they don't look first.
Right. They just assume that whoever's driving is going to
well, we're supposed
give right
to,
of way. Right.
But you shouldn't assume anything, because not
when
everybody
assume,
does everything. Yeah.
You know what you make out of you and me.
That's right. But does anybody know if it's illegal to wear the headphones in the car? Because back when I was at school at OU, Boomer Sooner.
I had to fit that one in.
I do recall those were in the Walkman days.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's nostalgic.
Yes, it is. And I mean, this is when we played our cassette players, not our CD Walkman.
Right.
All right. Anyway, so there was a young woman jogging and somebody, she ran out in front of a car that was turning, and she didn't see the car, and he didn't really see her, and she didn't hear the car, and she didn't make it.
Oh, wow.
So people should consider those things before they're just, you know.
Tuning out the world.
Nobody meant for that to, and that was daytime.
Right.
You know, it wasn't even at night.
You know, the same thing kind of happens. I've been guilty of this myself. I'm walking and looking at my phone, like sending a text or checking Twitter or whatever, and then I'll like almost bump into a wall or something, and then right. I realize, oh, wait, I should probably pay attention if I'm mobile.
People even do it in parking lots.
Yeah.
I notice they'll have their head buried, and I'm patiently waiting. Okay, anytime y'all want to
right.
move over to the side and, you know,
yeah,
let the cars go by. Of course, I'm patient, but at the same time, I'm thinking, why aren't you watching where you're going? Why don't you move over to the side so you're just out of the way of the cars
mm-hmm.
in case some non-paying attention driver
okay,
happens
upon
you?
We did have an Autoflex Listening fan text that said it is illegal to wear headphones in Texas when you're driving, but when I look it up online, it says that it's legal to wear headphones in Texas while you're driving. It's not smart. I'll have to say that.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing, too. It's on the AAA website that does, like, driving laws. It says no prohibition on wearing of headsets while driving. But places like Virginia says using earphones is not permitted while operating motor vehicle, bicycle, electric power-assisted bicycle, or moped. So there's some places you can't even wear them while you're riding a bicycle.
Well, that right. same principle. You mm-hmm. can't hear the sirens or a car approaching.
I know. I always wear them on my bike. It's probably not a good habit, but otherwise it's boring.
Autoflex Leasing fan text. I want to lease a Ford Transit Connect, but I drive about 40 or 50,000 miles a year. Is it possible?
Exactly.
Yes.
You should.
That's probably exactly why you should. Exactly. Just what Tammy said, because you're going to have a car that's going to have a whole lot of miles on it when you get tired of it. And if you have a guaranteed resale of some sort, at least you're not going to get killed. The other thing is, more than likely, he's got business use. He's
you know
driving a Transit Connect, and he's driving 40 to 50 grand a year. He's probably got business use. Need to look into whether or not you can actually get some write-off out of that car, and then it would really make sense to lease it.
But you know who that reminds me of, don't
no.
you? Our great customer, Ramon Gale.
Ah, Heat Boy. He's got a lot of cars,
mm-hmm.
by golly.
For business use.
Right.
And he leases them for the depreciation, right?
He does, in fact. Yeah. And he is a great customer, Ramon Gale. He was in yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
In fact,
I think that was number 11.
Yeah, he was
this year.
He was he scored two tickets to the Monday night Washington Dallas game from us while he was in the office. So he and his dad's in town from out of town, and they're going to the football
That's
game.
That's amazing.
He's That's in town awesome.
From, we're not going to say where. It's a secret.
I don't know.
But anyway, Ramon, thank you so much for your continued support. That's 11 vehicles this year. I think we're doing something right. Troy Humphrey takes care of Ramon, and I guess he has a commercial account, so he loads up his vehicles with Autoflex because we treat him right.
That's right. That's awesome. So
yeah.
Kudos to you, Ramon. Thanks for your business.
And Ray Bosita, you mentioned.
Yeah, that's another doctor. Dr. Ray Bosita, who's a great back doctor, in case you need a back doctor, has leased, he and his family have leased.
I don't know how many cars.
A bunch of cars from us. And they all write those cars off because they can, because it's part of their business.
Sure they do.
So it makes a lot of sense.
So if you're curious about how you can save, you can certainly call one of our offices. And if you have a, you know, realtors can write their car for business use. So if your car is part of an equipment, you need to talk to us about a commercial type or just leasing for business use and how you can save some money.
Well, and a lot of people don't write their car off when they could.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to, if you use your car for business and you're not fully reimbursed, leasing is probably the least expensive way to be able to use that car, considering the ability to write off what you can write off.
Mm-hmm. A leased car is the least way to...
Least expensive way to drive a car.
Yeah, a leased car is the least expensive way.
It is.
Yay! You get the most for your lease.
That's right.
Okay.
Da, 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 da.
You get the most, meow, meow, of your lease, meow, meow, meow. So we were talking about distracted driving, and there was a crash in Detroit where a 22-year-old man unfortunately didn't make it, but we think we might know why.
Well, you know, it was on our beloved 75. It was just a long way north from here. I-75 southwest of Detroit. Joe Ryan Contreras of South Rockwood drove his 2012 Chevrolet Sonic into the back of a semi-tractor trailer on the highway. No skid marks, no alcohol, no drugs in his system. Guess what he had? Cell phone in his right hand.
Mm.
When they found him, when they pulled the two vehicles apart, he was deceased, unfortunately, had the cell phone in his right hand.
That makes me sad.
Yeah.
Does it say if the truck driver was okay?
Yeah, the truck driver was fine.
A Sonic against that, he didn't even hardly feel it.
Yeah.
The semi-truck didn't, I'm sure, because they're so huge. I don't know. Maybe some truck drivers can tell us, but generally they win in those situations.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they get into a jackknife rollover situation, but the cars just don't stand a chance. That's why, don't cut those guys off. That's how many pounds of vehicle? 20, 60,000 pounds? Moving at 60 miles an hour down the highway, I have no idea what kind of G-force that really winds up being. So don't cut those guys off. Give them plenty of room.
Right.
You're not going to win.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. It's so obvious. I don't know why I didn't think about it. It's perfectly legal for deaf people to drive. So
I'm sure they have additional things that help
them. They have to have two working side mirrors, one on either side of the door, to qualify to be able to drive if you're non-hearing. Well, if you're non-hearing and you can drive, you can probably drive with headphones on.
That makes
Think
sense.
Think about it. Yeah.
Yeah, and I mentioned that I like to ride my bike with headphones on, and this fan texter said, "So, because I said, otherwise it's boring." And he goes, "Would you rather be bored and alive or entertained and dead?"
She went out with a smile.
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I'll take entertained and alive. How about that? Can I get that one? All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
This is another new voice. The last one I thought was kind of Halloween-y.
Yeah.
Definitely. Had a Transylvanian kind of a...
Welcome back.
Yeah. I drank a lot of caffeine today, guys, so we're in for a fun ride. Buckle up.
Not much time left either.
Phone number to the studio, 877-881-1053, or send us your Autoflex Leasing fan text at 43733. And as always, when you are looking for a new or pre-owned car, the best place to go is Autoflex. What are the numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234. If you're out of the area. As always, autoflex.com, you can find cars, you can learn about leasing. Actually, you can learn about a lot of stuff at autoflex.com, and you can see our great pre-owned cars all in one place.
Yes, and you can check out the recalled vehicles with the Takata airbags that we talked about earlier. If you click on that Facebook link and like us, follow along with all the stories we do right here on the show.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, my name is William, and I'm a truck driver. People in cars don't realize a semi-truck can weigh up to 80,000 pounds, and it's impossible to make a quick stop. Well, that makes perfect sense to me.
Totally true.
Yeah.
The difference, okay, so I've driven sedans, SUVs, Suburban for a while.
Mm-hmm.
What a difference going from a car to a Suburban and your ability to stop or be agile and get around something. It's totally different.
Or park.
Yeah.
Well, I'm an extremely great parker, so that's not an issue. And actually, it's easier to back those in to a parking spot than to pull front forward.
To back a big old Suburban up?
Yes.
Why? What's
I don't
the logic
know,
behind that?
My car business experience, you know, you have to back a car and My dad taught me to straighten out the wheels. You don't just back in and go and leave your wheels cattywampus. He's like, straighten it out. Make it look neat. I guess that's the military. But it is easier. You just pull up and then you back in. You're not, I don't know. You can just, it's easier.
I'm not sure why. I'm sure one
of our intelligent fan, Autoflex Leasing fan texters knows why it's easier.
Well, and there's, we've got a lot of truck drivers texting in. We have a lot of great truck drivers that listen to us every week. We appreciate you guys. Every day you're out there moving the stuff that helps us all live. He says that an empty truck weighs 26,000 pounds. Good gosh.
Well, yeah, if our cars weigh 4,000.
And then he also notes that a guy was trying to get around him in a hurry and somehow ended up under the trailer, which is probably not good. That's only good in movies.
Right.
When you see the little red sports car go under the trailer. Real life, it's not good. He's lucky not to be seriously injured. Yeah. Give those guys a wide berth.
But he also said, but I felt less than you would running over a speed bump.
Yeah.
When that car.
Yikes.
Yeah.
I don't even, if I need to get past one, I wait until the car ahead of me is well out of the way, and I hang back, and then I race past him. Because I had one of our clients, Mary Nelson, in fact, her husband is a truck driver, and he told me all kinds of things fly off of those trucks, too, mm-hmm. from bolts. Things will come loose and come off the car. He said, you don't want to be around a semi. He said, don't ride next to one or behind one.
I got hit by a semi once, but we were both parked at a complete stop, and you know how it says? Well, I was on the inside lane, and he was just to my left, and we were both turning right.
You were moving, though.
He needed bigger. Yeah. Okay. He needed a bigger turn angle.
Yeah. Actually, no, I wasn't moving. I was at a dead standstill, but he took off to move, and it just clipped off the front driver's side of my car. I mean, I was perfectly still, and he was just getting started, so he was going maybe 3 miles an hour. Okay. But it did damage.
Mm-hmm.
Many years ago.
He didn't feel that at all, I'm sure.
No.
Many years ago, I saw a semi-tractor trailer jackknife on LBJ and run over cars. Over cars.
Like that's
and
for the movies.
I think it was sort of like the movies. I looked in my rearview mirror and I could see this truck. It was misting very light rain. It was on LBJ as it approaches Central Expressway from the west. And there's sort of a long downhill slope there. And this truck touched its brakes, I guess. And at that point, he lost control. And he just literally ran over the tops of cars, just bounced. And it was pretty, pretty frightening to see the amount of destruction that was done in a period of seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of people's lives, I'm sure, that were changed right then.
I bet.
Yeah.
So be safe if you're out driving around 18-wheelers.
And not just that, just pay attention to the road.
Yeah.
Pay attention to what's going on.
877-881-1053 is the phone number. Let's check in with Mark in Plano. Good morning, Mark. You're on the Saturday Morning Test Drive.
Good morning, y'all. Enjoy the show. Listen every Saturday.
Thanks.
Thank you, Mark.
We heart you.
Get a life, Mark.
Fine.
No, we love you. You're number 8.
Hey, I've owned two. I've owned a 99 and an 07 Acura TL. Kind of disappointed that if they're not continuing it. Read some of the reviews on the TLX. I wanted to get your guys, you know, because you always get to hear about you guys test driving cars first, and wanted to hear your guys' opinion on the new TLX.
Well, I haven't actually driven the new TLX. I will have to do so, but I love the Acura product overall. So if you like the aesthetics of the car, I trust their quality implicitly, don't you, David?
Yeah, I can tell you this. We've had several people move from TLs to TLXs that have liked the cars. And the reason they made that move was they drove the car, they liked it. Of course, Acura is just a great product, period. You've had two of them, you know. But evidently, the drive and the feel is commensurate with the TL. It's about the same or maybe better because the people that have had TLs have moved to TLXs that I know of.
Yeah, because what my grandfather, on my wife's side, he's a tool and die guy for Daimler Chrysler for 35 years.
Wow.
He designed the tools that built the first Vipers.
Wow.
He's like, never buy the first year of a car because they're still working bugs out. He's like, never buy the first year.
Lease it. Seriously, if you need the vehicle, you're anxious to find out, you can do the lease, and then you're not committed to the car for the long-term ownership. If you love it at the end, you can purchase it for the residual value, or if there's a better deal on the next one, you know, you could trade it again. But I firmly, from the Pontiac Fiero escapades or debacle or whatever, that's where I learned to never buy the first-year model of a car.
Yeah. But it's so nice not having a car payment.
Well, I agree.
Okay, I'd like to point out that's un-American.
That's
we need your dollars.
We need to rotate your income through the system.
I have a 5-year-old. That's generating plenty of
income.
You're right.
And you're just getting started.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard of any Epic, Acura, or Honda fails other than the aesthetics of that Honda Civic that people just didn't love there for that 1 year.
Yeah, the 12.
But it wasn't anything about reliability or the engine. Yeah. It was just the aesthetics. So if you like the car, I just trust Honda and Acura.
My 07 Acura has got 166,000 miles on the edge.
Wow.
She still purrs like a kitten every day.
Awesome.
Sure. And you changed the timing belt out when you were supposed to, right?
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. People need to realize how important that is.
That's right.
You're a good man, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
Y'all have a good one.
Adios.
Okay, you too.
See ya.
Okay, so we were talking about the guy in Detroit who crashed his car and was found with a cell phone in his hand.
Yeah.
And we've got a quick little story about handheld phone enforcement.
Well, the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety has done a study. And they used two cities, Hartford, Connecticut, and Syracuse, New York, between 2010 and 2011. And they have found that even though it is illegal to use a handheld phone in both those locations, the number of accidents, once it was made illegal, didn't change. The number of accidents stayed the same. Now, they say the amount of usage they believe has gone down because people get big fat tickets if they see them with a handheld cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
But the number of accidents hasn't changed.
That's because they're still messing with the phone.
Well,
they're just not doing it within sight.
You know, the one thing they mentioned that sort of drove this home for me was the cognitive distractions that
yes.
they talk about. Because I know that I personally have driven past an exit that mm-hmm. I wanted to take while I was looking or while I was on a hand-free phone, my hands on the wheel, looking ahead,
yep.
talking on the phone, and just missed my exit.
Yes.
Figured it out when he crossed the border to Oklahoma.
Yeah.
It's happened to all. We all raised our hands, and Lane didn't raise his. He won't admit fault ever.
I probably did.
Kidding.
I was.
He didn't listen to this show. Where are we kidding?
But we all raised our hands. We've all done it multiple times, and that's where now I've limited to, if I'm on the highway, I don't.
Right.
Ever. Because I really want to pay attention to what's going on on the highway. On my way home from work in the evenings, I call my parents,
mm-hmm.
like clockwork. But there's not very much traffic because I work later than rush hour.
Right.
And I'm not on any, 30 miles an hour is the way I go home.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still probably foolish, but I don't do it on the highway.
Well, and if you notice anytime you're lost or if you're trying to figure out directions, you're in an unfamiliar area, don't you naturally just turn the radio down
sure.
so you can focus? Because it
exactly.
takes up your cognitive...
It does.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It does. Okay, Ford is the latest manufacturer to cut the price of their battery-powered vehicles. In their case, it would be the Ford Focus Electric. They have trimmed the manufacturer's suggested retail price by $6,000. Now, that is in addition to the $4,000 that they trimmed off last year. So that car that started in 2011 as a $39.95 car is now a $29.95 car. And all of the manufacturers are having trouble selling their electric vehicles right now, partially because gasoline's cheap again. So, and there's just not that much of an advantage to it, unless you live in California. And in California, there are laws that say that the manufacturers, if they're going to sell any cars in California, have to sell emission-free cars, electric cars in this case. So all of the manufacturers are making electric cars so they can continue to sell them in California, everything, not just electric cars.
So I don't know that going from a $40,000 vehicle to a $30,000 vehicle is really going to help move that thing.
Well, no, because you
not
can buy...
Not at $275 a gallon that I filled up for the other day.
Yeah, you can buy... How much does a regular Focus cost? 20?
Yeah.
So it's an additional 10 grand in any case.
Yeah.
So it's just
gonna
a lot of money.
Got to have a lot of green to be green.
That's right. Got a quick AutoFlex Leasing fan text from Ron in Waco. He says, speaking of us truck drivers, we've never been told not to operate a CB radio, which is handheld, because they passed the law that CDL drivers can't use their phones, but they can still use their 10-4,
okay.
good buddy.
Well, the radio's and they've got the...
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, we got to take a quick break, but we'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. AutoFlex Leasing, oh yeah.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, where we do accents all day long, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Lane Lewis, and me, Sybil, are your hosts. Phone number to the studio, 877-881-1053, or send us AutoFlex Leasing fan text at 43733. We like them. Send them all day. You can also call AutoFlex. What are those numbers?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234. Out of the area, as always, AutoFlex.com. And if you go to AutoFlex.com and look at the Facebook, go to our Facebook page, look us up. There is a great video on there that was put out by Edmunds.com. Edmunds.com is a company that automobile dealers use to advertise their pre-owned cars. And they're a huge company. And they put a video out, which has now been pulled. AutoFlex Facebook page may be one of the few places you can find it, where they took a grocery line and they gave the checker in the grocery line the same kind of lingo that you hear from a car salesman. So the first guy in line's got a quart of milk. He's standing there ready to be checked out. And the checker goes, "That's $9. And the guy goes, "No, it's not." And the checker goes, "Well, okay, would you give $6 for it?" And the guy goes, "No, I'm not going to give $6 for it." He goes, "Wait, we're in this together, buddy. Listen, I'm working with you on this, right?" And they parody the haggling that goes on at a lot of car dealers. And it is absolutely one of the funniest things because they got all of the cliches down. They used everything I ever heard, I think, in the business in this one commercial. The backlash was gigantic. Car dealers all over the country contacted Edmunds, and they were angry because Edmunds made fun of the haggling portion of the car dealership. And I think it's because a lot of them still do that. It's just people hate that. I mean, that's the most hated thing I think about getting a car is having to go through that.
Right. Why can't they just have a sense of humor, though? I mean, it obviously was done as a joke, and I hate that they took it so seriously so that they got offended and ended up having to yank the ad.
You can offend anybody at any time. Everybody's got their panties all up in a wad.
They do.
They're just ready for a fight.
Yes.
So you just have to be so politically correct and very careful in everything that you say, and you can't tease anybody. It's bullying.
Well, if you want to see it, if you want to see the commercial, go to our Facebook page, and you can see it there under Edmunds.com, pulls anti-haggling ads after dealer complaints. And you can see the video there. It's one of the funnier things I've ever seen. By the way, we don't do that deal at AutoFlex at all. We don't haggle.
No.
We're not into that.
Well, you know what you can do, especially if you send in an internet inquiry into our call center. You can certainly let us know how you want to proceed. If you need to do this deal via email because you're working during the day and you would like to converse back and forth with a specialist, you can do that. I always encourage people spend at least 10, 15 minutes on the phone with one of our specialists simply because they can answer a lot of your questions, certainly dispel any fears or concerns you might have much more quickly and astutely with a quick phone conversation, and we can gather all the information that you want to share about how you want the transaction to occur, your current trade-in vehicle, and then we'll try to tailor the experience to fit the way you'd like the experience to go.
Right.
It's a lot easier than doing it the old-fashioned way.
Yeah.
A lot less wear and tear on you.
I think the reason the word flex is in the name of AutoFlex
is we're flexible. Yeah.
Yes.
We're bendy like that.
We don't involve near as much brain damage when you want to get a car.
That's right.
Okay. Great news for Texas. Sashi and Sachi of L.A., the group that Toyota uses for their advertising, is moving to Dallas. Yeah, Toyota's moving to Dallas, and Sachi and Sachi is opening up an office in Plano also. This is great news for us because it's 5,000 more employees that will be coming to the area, and it's a big ad agency, and they do good work, so all good stuff. EPA. The EPA has now come down on the Mini Cooper because the Mini Cooper does not get the exact mileage when tested as they advertise on their window sticker. And it's gotten to a point that this is sort of crazy because on the window sticker, it says your mileage may vary. Anybody that thinks they're going to get the mileage that's on the window sticker is sadly mistaken. If you live in the mountains, it's going to be one way. If you live in the plains, it's going to be another way. If you live where it's cold, it's going to be different than where it's hot.
That's true.
It's all different. And so, and now people want to sue people because they don't get the mileage that's on the window. Well, you were never going to get it anyway. I mean, some people use a lot more gas than other people do.
Right. Because he's pointing at me because I do jackrabbit starts.
They drive with their foot in the carburetor,
and
basically.
Drive 85
or if you carry,
everywhere
if you carry a lot of junk in your trunk. Mm-hmm. You know, some people don't ever empty out the car, and so you've got extra weight in there.
Right.
That can make a difference.
So everybody just needs to sort of relax.
I agree, but I also
think don't tell me what to do.
It's kind of the same way people always want a ballpark number, you know, and maybe they should just see the sticker price or the sticker on the window with the fuel and think, okay, this is a ballpark. Not this is exactly what I'm going to get, but
right.
At least they have some idea because if they're shopping around,
estimate.
That's a factor.
Does it say estimated?
It does say estimated.
Okay.
Sure.
But they still try to sue?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's been
remember
a couple
that
of big lawsuits.
California?
Yeah.
Sued Honda? Over her Civic,
not getting the mileage.
Did she win?
She actually did. She caught a judge in a court that awarded her a lot of money. No one's done it since, but she won.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hot coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Goofy.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, on to football, because football is coming up. It's fixing to start. And if you're into tailgating, there's a couple of things that have been crowdfunded, which is really, really an interesting way to start a company these days, that you might want for your tailgating. The first one is called the Instigate. And this was actually crowdfunded by Matt McLean, and he has invented a fully disposable tailgate party. So it includes, for $39, a recyclable cooler, a recyclable grill, all required grilling tools, spatulas, tongs, barbecue fork, all recyclable, eco-friendly cups, a dozen of them, 10 plates, 20 napkins, and 10 sets of utensils, all recyclable, a custom reusable Instigate lighter bottle opener, got to have that,
mm-hmm.
right? I liked some of the stuff. He was really, really great. Disposable bags for easy cleanup, cooler space for up to 30 cans, fold-out table platforms, and a pong table and custom reusable ping pong balls.
Nice.
So you can play beer pong.
Beer pong, but I don't know if you'd have enough cans.
Four?
I mean, cups.
Well,
they only
you
give
might
you 12,
have,
and you have to have 10 on each side.
Exactly. You might have to supplement the cups.
Come on, Instigate.
180 backers.
Got to think about that pong
game. 180 backers helped him raise more than $25,000 to get this done.
I'll bet he was collecting while they were under the influence, too.
Of course.
Hey, I got this
So there's the Instigate, $39. And then finally, the latest thing is the new... I thought it was like a coaster for your cheeseburger, but basically it is called a burger lift, and it's a little table that sits on your plate, and you set your burger on it, and then the grease doesn't soak through and get on the plate and soak back up into your burger.
That way,
it's like a burger coaster.
This reminds me of a friend of mine who I know he's not listening, so I'm going to tell this story on him, but he doesn't like anything on his plate to really touch. So when he has his pancakes, he was telling me he puts the syrup, he puts a little tilt so that the syrup doesn't, like, touch his eggs or anything else. He makes sure that the syrup all, there should be an invention for a special breakfast plate.
What's wrong with that?
There's nothing. I got a kick
okay.
out of it. I think it's really
just
funny.
Saying.
Some people, they like their sausage in their syrup.
Right.
I don't. Like, I don't like it to touch. I'm
this
a dipper.
One, yeah.
I take the pancake and I dip it. And like French fries and nachos, I dip it. I don't like having it all over the top and then it gets all over your hands.
You.
Yeah.
Yes.
So see, we're the normal people.
Exactly.
Tammy.
No, I'm saying I think there should be an invention for like a little lopsided plate for your if there's gravy or something runny, it'll stay over on its
own side.
Yeah.
Autoflex Leasing fan texter Ron in Waco notes that there is another applicable connotation of junk in the trunk. That was not exactly what we were talking about, but I guess it could be applicable
okay,
if it was enough junk in your trunk.
Okay.
I'm not sure what you guys are talking about.
Neither am I.
Another Autoflex Leasing fan texter, my credit is not so good. Can I still lease a vehicle?
You can. If it's just horrible, probably not, and that's
definitely
that's a
not.
Subjective
honest,
thing.
David.
But you can if it's okay. So there's you know the best way to find out is call us, let us do a credit app on you. We'll tell you exactly where your scores are coming in, and we can give you exactly what you can do.
But let me add this: if you can't lease now, I'm sure we can find a way to help make that car affordable. And then by reestablishing your car credit, and we can give you a little bit of guidance there, over time, you can improve your position. I recall a customer who came to me, they in a bankruptcy situation. We did get them approved for their first car deal. And over time, their credit improved, and I was able to help them get lower and lower interest rates, better and better cars. And you can do the same thing. Mm-hmm. With us. In fact, our computer system has a really cool program that pings us when it looks like your car is in a good position to trade based on the miles and the term and the payoff. It's mm-hmm. really amazing. So we'll reach out to you. Once you're a customer, we don't just sell it to you the first time. You're going to hear from us so we can update your account each year and do our best to help you improve your position on the vehicle at all times.
Right. And the other thing we can do sometimes is lower your APR mm-hmm. on your current car, even if it won't trade. If your credit's improved, we can reapply to a different lender, keep the term the same, and give you a lower payment.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So give AutoFlex a call, 817 or 972-234-1234, or log on to the website autoflex.com. Thank you to Lane. We will be back next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. For David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard, I'm Sybil Summers. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Go. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair.